In the beginning of this week, I received a message on Facebook via Messenger from a dear college student that I have known at Midwestern State University. And she wrote as such, and I quote, "Hi, Padre. Yesterday evening, I went on this very weird date. The guy was very nice, but unfortunately, clearly interested only in one thing. So today, I took myself on a picnic, and I brought this book with me. Hopefully, I can learn something. I feel like the guys my age are slightly garbage, and I'm surrounded by dudes who live and breathe hookup culture. Am I supposed to pray about this stuff? I'm not sure if God super cares about this secular part of my life. But anyway, if you have time in your busy schedule, can you send up some good vibes to God on my behalf? I'm trying not to fall into temptation with these worldly dudes because I want what God wants for me in a life partner. But it's kind of difficult to find a godly one. Maybe he's inside taking a nap somewhere. LOL." When I read her message, I was really sad. I was sad for her because this was a very faith-filled is a very faith-filled young lady who wanted to look for a man after Jesus' own heart. And she couldn't because all of the guys that she's going out with, as she said, only wanted one thing. And she wanted more than that. And it's important for us to realize what love is, for Jesus Christ have shown us what it means to love. And I can somewhat say that I can sympathize with this student, because I have tried many times to find love in many different places as well. I had asked someone out before, and I got rejected. I had cared for someone, but never confessed since I didn't want to hurt her heart, especially when I knew that I was called to the priesthood. I had loved someone in the past, and I, too, had tried to find genuine love, but there was not really anyone who could really ever satisfy the deep desire, especially the desire of intimacy of heart that I truly seek for. There were times, of course, I was tempted and other people looked to me for companionship, but that is not love. There were times I just wanted to be less lonely and feel needed, but that's not true love either. In all honesty, my brothers and sisters, while I have many good friends and people who care and love me dearly, I have not found any other love except in Christ Jesus. Even though there are more days that I'm struggling with my loneliness than many of you. Yet, my brothers and sisters, to love doesn't mean to be guaranteed to be free from loneliness. Love is much more. Knowing who and why we love. Love isn't simply an emotional or sentimental subject. Love never fails. It's really hard to love. Sometimes it doesn't make sense in the mind, according to our intellect, according to our calculation. Other times it defies what the emotional or sentimental reactions want at the moment. But for some reasons, our heart understands when it learns to rest in the real, genuine, transparent, and self-giving love, especially one that comes from the heart of God. As broken human beings, even with our best intentions to love, we have all fallen short. Even with our best intention, we have hurt other people and those who are around us at times. Even with our best intention, there are things that are so intimate and hard to put into words, even when we had tried to express them in the past, that no one else seemed to know, even for many of you who have your spouse. No one knows. and no one can understand except the Lord. There are things that are so deep within our hearts that only the Lord can understand, for our hearts were made for Him and to receive His genuine self-giving love. There is a special place in each and every one of our hearts that is reserved for Him, and only He can fill it. There are some things that can only be understood and shared with Him as the Creator of our hearts and our souls. True love is experienced through and with the Eucharist in a very real and tangible way. And in a few moments, you will hear the words of institution, "This is my body, this is my blood, given up for you." Those are real, loving, expressive words. My body, my blood, given up for you. My brothers and sisters, St. Alphonsus de Liguori, the founder of the Redemptorist, once asked, "Why would the Lord Jesus Christ ever think of something so radical and unimaginable as to become food for humanity, subsist in what seemed to be an ordinary piece of bread, locked up in tabernacles around the world, which at times forgotten and abandoned? Why would He do such a thing if it's not because He loves us? Only God, who is so deeply and madly in love with us, could ever imagine and do something that is unimaginable and so radical. He wants to be with us. Our Lord really meant it. He gives us His everything. He gives us His all every time we receive the Eucharist. So therefore, when we receive the Eucharist, do we know who we are receiving and why? Have we received Him worthily, or do we do it because everyone else is doing it? Just the beginning of this Holy Week, we have all seen the tragedy of what happened at Notre Dame de Paris. And even though there were a lot of coverage on the outside, there were many unsung heroes. And one of them is Father Jean-Marc Fournier, the priest chaplain of the Paris firefighter. He and a group of his firefighter risked their lives to go inside to save the crown of thorns, the cloak of Saint Louis, and as well as many other relics. But he said the most important thing that he had saved when he ran inside, but not the relics, is what the Blessed Sacrament. In an interview, he said, and I quote, "Everybody understands that the crown of thorns is an absolute, unique, and extraordinary relic. But the Blessed Sacrament is our Lord, really present in His body, soul, divinity, and humanity. And you can understand that it is hard to see someone you love perish in the blaze. As firefighters, we often see casualty from fires, and we know its effects. This is why I sought to preserve above all the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ." I cried when I read that. How beautiful that is, that he risked his own life to go into the church to save the Eucharist. Why? If it's not real. Because we don't want to see our loved ones being burned down or hurt. He was willing to risk everything because he knows that it's his Lord. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, the Eucharist is more than a piece of bread or a cup of wine. It is truly Jesus Christ himself, and we are called to love and receive him worthily. In response to the love he has given to us through the gifts of his very self at each and every Mass. My brothers and sisters, listen to what Jesus tells us at each and every Mass. This is my body. This is my blood given up for you.